Chester Press offers top quality printing and marketing services with over 80 years of combined experience. From letterhead, invitations, and envelopes to full color brochures, posters, and promotional items. When quality matters, turn to Chester Press. Visit them online at chesterpressinc.com.
KVOE Live and Local Wednesday mornings here. Glad you are too. It is 8:46, 16 degrees. As we say good morning to our good friend Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning. How are you?
You know, Ron, I'm okay. Even though it snowed quite a little bit, I'm still okay.
Yeah, well, the snow is just about finished until, on Saturday, but drive careful out there. And just some bone-chilling temperatures. Other than that, this is winter, right?
This is definitely winter, and just in that regard, the History Center will be closed today, so we will reopen again tomorrow, unless we, of course, get 6 more inches of snow.
All right, so that is taken care of. No History Center today, but you
right.
are having your At Astra Art Show, the third annual. How's that been going?
It's been going very, very well. What we do every year in January, we have what is called the At Astra Art Show. So these are local artisans with a variety of different medias. This year's theme was sunflowers. So we have quilt sunflowers, we have fabric sunflowers, we have paintings, and we have clay, ceramic, and all manner of photographs, all manner of sunflowers. So we have over 20 artists that have participated in this. It's been a very, very good show, and we will probably revisit the sunflower theme again at some point in the future because it really seemed to hit a chord.
All right, that is good. And something else that that has been pretty popular, too, and that's the Viewing Emporia Then and Now, Greg.
So the Then and Now is a joint venture with the Emporia Arts Council, and these are photographs from our collection from a while ago that could be as much as 75 years ago, and new photographs. The Emporia Camera Club has went out and took photographs of the building or place today. So we have then and now. It's been a very good show down at the Emporia Arts Council, so that will continue through February 22nd.
Yeah, take a peek at that. They've done some wonderful things here, and as Greg mentioned, on display until February 22nd, old photos from the Lyon County History Center, new photos by the Emporia Camera Club. So, yeah, what a great project that has turned out to be. Well, what about the Kids Play Zone, Greg? Are you open there?
So the Kids Play Zone, other than today, of course, is open and ready for fun. We get a lot of kids in there every day, and everybody seems to have a good time. There are some new things coming up in the future, which I will announce shortly, but we are constantly striving to make that space as fun and as in educational as possible for the young people to come and use that space.
All right, that's the Loretta Langley Kids Zone, popular place within the Lyon County History Center. Well, what about the Winter Emporium Gift Shop, Greg?
So the Winter Emporium Gift Shop may be one of the best-kept secrets in downtown Emporia. It's a gift shop filled with all manner of Kansas things, of Emporia things, clever educational toys for the children, T-shirts, hats, all manner of things. So if you're looking for a gift for someone or maybe a gift for yourself, come by the History Center and check out the Winter Emporium Gift Shop.
Do that at the Lyon County History Center. And what about memberships, Greg? How can we get those?
So memberships start at $30 for an individual, $50 for a family, and then it goes up from there for businesses. So having a membership to the History Center helps us to provide the programming that we do to the public and allows you to be a part of saving Lyon County history.
And I know, Greg, I just wanted to say a few words. As many people know, we lost the owner of our radio stations who passed away this Saturday, Steve Souter. Greg obviously knew Steve and would like to say a few words before we part here this morning. Greg?
So Steve and his first wife, Paula, played cards with my parents. So I've known Steve since I was a kid. Steve, you know, as everybody knows, Steve, that he was big and brash and loud, and he was all that, but he was a lot of other things, too. He was very kind and very generous with his time and his money, promoted the heck out of Emporia, in particular Emporia Sports. I mean, to have a radio station like we do with you and all the others down there, but to provide all the information to the area that he does was such a wonderful, wonderful gift to Emporia. And Steve was always nice to me and certainly always nice to Lisa. We really appreciated his time and his efforts with regard to Emporia. And like I said, I've known him most of my life, and he reminded me an awful lot of my own father, who I lost about 9 years ago. Very similar guys, big and brash and loud, but also very generous and very kind. And so he will definitely be missed, and certainly all of his good work will certainly go on and be appreciated.
I couldn't agree more. Thank you very much, Greg. Appreciate the kind words.
Thank you much, Ron. Appreciate it.
All right. Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center, is biweekly update here at KVOE Live. And local, and don't forget, we do have a tribute to the life and legacy of Steve Souter during our on-air chat program this morning at 10:05. And don't forget, there'll be a celebration of life for Steve at the First United Methodist Church at 5:30 on Friday, and then the funeral services for Steve Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church. And we'll be broadcast live here on KVOE. It is 8:52. Good morning.
Experience the thrill of the fairway like never before at the Emporia Recreation Center's Indoor Golf Simulator. With a moving swing plate, high-speed camera sensors, and auto tee and ball retrieval,